as we receive our light, as we receive our holy union. So we want to remember that we're growing step by step. We're growing, advancing. When we say growing, we're really growing into our own shoes. We're growing into our own placement. We're growing into our own, they're saying like our light is what they're really saying, but they're saying like our sense of convenience. So there's an offering that's upon us. There's an offering that's helping us engage with our highest wisdom. So as we will receive this light, as we receive our glorious, the words are just not translating to English. It's like, they're saying exercise, but what they really mean is sort of like, we're exercising our living domain. So just imagine you have, 4 inches and you kind of go side by side. Well, suddenly we're expanding into 5 inches, 6 inches, a foot, a yard, and so on and so forth. And with this, we're holding more establishment with ease. The reason they keep emphasizing with ease is so that we understand that we're really studying ourselves. In other words, we're learning how to receive our own light. Again, it's very comfortable, it's very possible, it's very natural. And they want to just keep reassuring us of this, that it's very natural to be who we really are. It's actually unnatural to crouch down, to like not serve your entire self, to avoid your own currency. So in fact, we've been the ones that have been like in the shadow, where we're returning to our highest domain, we're returning to our own self-pleasure, we're returning to our true attributes. So our true attributes, you just sort of want to feel a very secure, steady presence of light. We're coming into our own vicinity. We're coming into our own engagement. We're coming into our own, they're saying like permission slip. You know, it's like, yes, Johnny can go to the exhibit or whatever it may be. So our own permission slip is shaking our own hands with delight, coming upon our own frequency, coming upon our own engagement. So what they keep focusing on, what they keep emphasizing, is that we're simply returning to our natural self. Like, it's the most practical thing in the world to do. It wouldn't occur to us not to do it. So this is where we're gaining strength, we're gaining ease, we're gaining certainty, we're gaining self-assurance, we're gaining proudness, we're gaining like development, fortitude, staying power, because at last we're securing our place readily. Now, as we secure our place, what's going to occur is all of the distractions are sort of gonna peer their little head out, where it's sort of like, well, what are you going to do with me? where do I go? And so this is where a lot of us are coming upon our shadows. A lot of us are coming upon places where we've been held in constriction, and we're kind of like really feeling the pain of that. So some of us may just be really frustrated. You may be acting out old patterns, but those old patterns that used to be able to just sort of get away with are you're not going to be able to, because they're assimilating, they're looking for new space. It's sort of like, okay, this is the one shoe, you can't find the other shoe too anyway, what are you going to do with me? So this is where we're really becoming very good stewards of light, where we're exercising that grandness, we're exercising that communication with what used to seem like a distance is readily available. So what we're doing is sort of like, as you notice your false self, as you notice you're still getting triggered or acting out, or, you know, this is not really me, I'm just saying it because it's what someone wants to hear, whatever it may be. What we're doing is giving ourselves permission, remember that permission slip, to sign our own like regulated pleasure. In other words, excuse me, but it's time to assume my natural posturing. It's time to assume my natural position. It's time for me to go higher. It's time for me to advance. It's time for me to return. So as you will receive avalanche of joy. I'm like, give me more. I'll take more of that. Avalanche of joy. Like, it doesn't get much better than that. So again, the joy is in joining with our own holy self. So this joy is in feeling your own delightment and feeling your own persuasion. In other words, feeling yourself, your true self. So it's not like I'm in joy because everything in my outer is suddenly coming together. I'm in joy because I'm joining with my true nature, my true self, my true standby. And out of that place of reassurance, out of that place of attuning to our highest advancement, now out of that circulation, all that's due us by divine consent, all that's due us that our higher self had planned for us all along, is going to come to us quickly. So they're having me insert that word quickly intentionally. They really want us to register that our job is to sing along. In other words, our job is to keep enlightening, to keep holding that higher and higher engagement of our heavenly bliss. In other words, noticing our false self, noticing our trappings, notice where we're not true to ourselves, notice where we lag behind, notice where we don't want to really identify with who we really are, and allow ourselves to proceed with heavenly bliss and engagement. In other words, to tune into our true vision, our true source. And so we don't have to worry about, well, what does that mean for my everyday pleasure? In other words, here's my list of linear problems. What are you going to do about that? Our job is to attune to the sunshine. So as we do this, as we sing a new tomorrow, as we return to our diamond self, to our holy vision. So with that engagement, with that frequency, remember, everything is consciousness, everything is vibration. With that frequency, everything adjusts. So that the realities that we're crossing into, that we're stepping into, just want to kind of feel that there is these parallel realities that are just waiting for our heavenly return. So it's not like we have to create it, it's we're aligning with it. We're aligning with it, we're agreeing with it. So as you will seal your fate, as you will receive God's glory. God's glory is not somebody else's glory out there. God's glory is your own God self. It's your I am presence. It's that I am that I am that you're now willing to coincide with. So it's the greater sense of self that you agreed in this lifetime, in this incarnation, to come back to return to assume fully. Now, each of us have a divine plan. In other words, each of us, one moment, please. Come here, buddy. Each of us have a golden attainment of light that is, it's sort of like singing our name. So again, remember, our spiritual name is being sung. The more we remember that we're being called upon, in other words, we're not lost on this planet. It's like, does anyone care about me? It's like our names are sealed in fate. Our names are sealed in fate. So we are being pressed upon. We're being called upon. Our very name is being emitted. So what we're doing is coming into agreement at last. And so we're doing this in stages. Every time there's, you know, the solar flares or the astrological consents, there are continuing portals of discovery in our very midst that we are joining with, that we are aligning with, that we are coinciding with, that we are gifting ourselves steadily. Now, this is very essential. We're not waiting on Congress, a president, a boyfriend, a mother. We're not waiting on anyone else to shift. Nobody has to change a thing, because as we shift, we move into an alternate reality. And that's all up to where you place your attention, where you place your they're saying like your high heaven. In other words, noticing your heavenly state. So again, as we will self-fortify, in that is in your agreement, your alignment, your consent, your victorious standing. So as we make ourselves present, as we make ourselves known, as we afford ourselves graduation, then we're the first to go. Now, this is very relevant because they're saying there's some of us, we're just like looking for the bandwagon. And it's sort of like, nothing's changed out there. Okay, I'll just keep reading my spiritual book. The change is within. So it's all about your own inclination, your own consent, your own motorization. In other words, as you continue to embody your light. And again, as we embody our light, what surfaces that they're saying sort of like continually stops us is all of the shadow, all of what hasn't been resolved, hasn't been integrated, we interface with. Not to cause us dismal displeasure. In other words, not to cause us grief, but it's sort of like, okay, here's like that one shoe that doesn't have the other shoe anyway. What are you going to do with it? So instead of just ignoring it for a rainy day, we want to really realize that we're kind of, you know, this is the rainy day. So this is the time for us to demonstrate our full charge, our full charge of light, our full heavenly glow. So as we will assimilate, as we will straighten our advancement, straightening our advancement is tuning into your light, really realizing that everything's coming up for your highest and best good in all holy moments. So in other words, all moments are holy. All moments are here for our best and highest good. They're not here to cause us grief. They're here so that we can exchange hands. If there's something that you're holding on that's keeping you in lower energies, like you may be comfortable, but it's keeping you in lower energies, it's going to show its hand. It's going to create a problem. So we want to pay our attention to whatever is our misgivings and realize there's a golden opportunity in it, because it's showing us where we're not consenting to our heavenly bliss. So there's an opportunity to reach for the stars. You don't always have to know exactly how to do it at first. What you want to do is to not avoid. So it's like taking that breath, assuming your golden posture. In other words, opening up to your light, giving any situation, okay, I need a little assistance. Imagine giving it to your I am, to your I am that I am, and letting it go with surety, because what you're doing is you're witnessing that you are not that lower frequency. In other words, you are that Christed vision. You are that heavenly bliss. So it's the aspect of self that you're growing into, that you're orchestrating, that you're engaging with, that you're aligning with, that you're preserving. And so this is what strengthens, this is what advances, and then all is overjoyed. Overjoyed is you suddenly see where you haven't been tying the knot with self. In other words, you've been falsifying the evidence being your divinity, the evidence being your self-love, the evidence being Christ's mercy. So falsifying it means, again, living in lower consent, lower consciousness, lower beliefs. So all of these beliefs that we've been empowering that are not serving our heavenly rise, this is going to just sort of stop you in your tracks, so that it's like, oh, okay, this is the next to go. So we want to get into this heavenly enjoyment. We want to get into, they're saying, like the sing-song dance, meaning to kind of just sort of like develop a procession, develop like an air of certainty that everything is helping you graduate. Everything is helping you immerse in your own light. Because again, we're all moving into our divine mission. In order to move into that divine mission, we have to be stabilized. So this is holding our divine feminine, holding that love, holding it consistently, holding the divine masculine. In other words, having that alignment of power, not power over, but not disengaging from our power. So it's the balance of the two that sets ourselves ready. So when we're holding that alignment, everything clicks in. Wherever you're supposed to be, whatever platform, whatever spiritual gifts, it's all going to come inside, because again, that's the whole purpose of taking this precious life. This is the whole purpose of coming into this lifetime in this important hour. So there are a lot of they're just showing me the energy of it. There are going to be a lot of shifts on the earth plane, in governments and systems. A lot of things are going to be twisting and turning as we move into the ascended earth. So all the light workers that are getting ready to take proper station, all of us, it's like we're being duly noted. In other words, we're learning systematically how to shake hands with our higher self, with our I Am presence. So we want to get this feeling that this was the plan all along. Nobody's in the wrong place. Nobody's being left out, but no one's being neglected either. What they mean by that is everybody's being stepped up with sympathy and grace. In other words, being shown how to awaken, being shown how to hold your light, being shown how to release your negative. And the negative, oh gosh, there's a lot of energy with this, is where like you're separated from, I want to say, they're saying your divinity, but when I receive it, it's like powerful divinity. So the power of love, the strength of love, it's sort of like, oh, I don't want to ruffle any feathers, so I'll just kind of be in the shadows. So this is not going to execute your procession. In other words, we want to really remember each of us are being called to stand out. Each of us, and again, just depending on your soul's agreement, we want to remember that our higher self has, they're saying like a divine order. So in other words, each of us are being groomed in a way and are prepared. So we want to allow for that easy persuasion. In other words, step by step by step, moving into our higher performance. So allow these energies to shift you in proper advancement. In other words, all the light that you can now hold with comfort, with ease, let it be so. Everything in your life that you're now ready to address, to straighten, to come into further understanding, let it be so. In all levels, in all space and direction of time. So past, present, and future, because again, we're aligning with their future self. The past is done as we will permit it. As we will permit it. So any like loose strings where we keep regurgitating the past, that's what's going to be sort of in our midst. And it's going to be hard to step forward until you do something with it. So this is where this further activation, this further light is guiding us forevermore. In other words, putting everything in its proper placement so that we can proceed. So allow that to take place in earnest. And earnest is sort of like we're agreeing, we're signing. We're signing on like, yes, sign me up. Sign me up. Receive, receive, receive. Allow for miracles. There's someone that's due a miracle and you have a little bit of disbelief. So allow for miracles. Miracles are really, it's all available. We're the ones that are adopting a new lifestyle, a new belief system. We can remember we already are in our future. What we're doing is we're simply shaking hands with it. We're simply being delighted. We're coming upon ourselves. They're saying coming upon ourselves often. Someone needed to hear often. Like it's not just for a moment and then never to be again. Often, regularly, regular, like a regular customer. Receive, receive, receive. So it is. So thank